We're in the Siman Tav Kuf Pei Dalet, or in Sif Aleph. The Rama continues. V'nogin lomar Avinu Malkinu al HaSeder. The minhag is to say Avinu Malkinu on Rosh Hashanah. V'mu Shabbos Einom Rinoso, but if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, then we do not say Avinu Malkinu. The Mishnah Berurah says that in the recitation of Avinu Malkinu, one says Mechiv Aver Chata'enu, and then Psha'enu, because a Pesha is greater than, is more severe than a Chait, and we need to ask an order from the most lenient to the most stringent. The Taz writes that when one says Kra Roagzar Dinenu, should say Roagzar in one breath, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should tear the Roa, which exists in the Gzeira, and then which, that which is left from the Gzeira will only be Rachmim. So it should not be Kra Roa Gzar Dinenu, it should be Kra Roa Gzar Dinenu. There's some of the Minog that the Shaliach Tzibur says from Hachzarenu B'Shuvah Shleima until Zachrenu Tzlichu Mechila out loud, one by one, and the Tzibur responds after him. And in those places, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that if the Tzibur gets up to that part while the individual is still at the lines before that, then the individual should stop and say it with the tzibur, that the ones that they are saying, and then go back to say the rest of them. The reason that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkinu is because we're not allowed to have bakashas, we're not allowed to ask for requests on Shabbos. And even though when Rosh Hashanah falls on Erev Shabbos at Mincha, we don't say Avinu Malkinu either. For a similar reason of Erev Shabbos being a yontif, comparable to Shabbos. So how come we can't say Avinu Malkinu, but our entire Shmona Esrei and Rosh Hashanah is full of lots of requests throughout the davening? So the Eliyahu Rabbah says it's because those become a part of the davening, that they are considered to be the matbea shel habracha, and therefore you were even able to say it on Shabbos. But Avinu Malkinu, which is just a regular request and is not actually part of the Seder HaTfilah, so you can't say it on Shabbos. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that we need to have some sort of heker that this is Shabbos. So the heker that this is Shabbos in terms of the request is by not saying Avinu Malkinu, but all other bakashos we would be allowed to say. The Rama continues, Marichim b'piyutim u'tfilos ad chatzos. We continue on in the davening, adding on different piyutim and other tfilos all the way until chatzos. And Mishnah Berurah says that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then you should make sure not to go past chatzos. On a regular Rosh Hashanah, which falls out during the week, you could go even after chatzos, but on Shabbos you should not. And the reason being, as Mishnah Berurah writes earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, because you're not allowed to fast past chatzos on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah earlier said that you should try not to fast past Chatzos on a Yontif either, but Rosh Hashanah is an exception. But the way to get out of all of this, even during the week, is to have a drink of some sort before davening, drink water, drink coffee, something like that, and then this will get out of any issues of fasting until Chatzos on Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah. Siv Be'ez Motzin Shnei Sifrei Torah. We take out two Sifrei Torah. Be'echad Korn Chamisha Miva Hashem Pakada Sara Ad Vahiyach Ard Verma Eila. In the first Sifrei Torah, we read five aliyahs of Vahashem Pakada Sara, where Hashem allowed Sarah to have a child. As we know that Rosh Hashanah is a day when Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they would be able to get pregnant. Vimhu Shabbos Korn Bo Shiva. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then we break it up into seven aliyahs. Umafter Kor B'Sheim Parshas Pinchas Uvechodesh Hashvi, and the second Torah we lay in the maftir of the korban from Parshas Pinchas. Umafter Vahi Isha Chaman Arasayim Adaviram Karen Meshicha, and the Haftorah is that of Vahi Isha Chaman Arasayim about Chana. The Rama adds V'Yesh Mekom Shenog in Likros Hatokem in Minyan Hachamisha Olam L'Sefer Torah. There are some places which have the minog that the Baal Tokea gets one of the five aliyahs, and Mishnah Berurah writes that if he's receiving payment for the Tkia, or Baal Tfil who receives payment, then the minog is not to call them up, but every shul does as their minog is. The Mishnah Berurah says it is best for everyone to try and receive an aliyah on the Yom Noraim, and they should pay a lot of money for it, as it is a greater mitzvah to spend money in order to perform a mitzvah. If there are people who are in jail, we do not bring them a Sefer Torah, even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as was discussed earlier in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei.